8 minutes remain in the final four contest between Mason County and Shelby County. Throughout the first half, I felt like Shelby County really had the momentum going, even though they trailed a little bit through the first quarter, played sensational. Mason County kind of got control of the ball game, but really never could pull away. And I think even though Mason County led, Shelby County, I felt, still had a little bit of the momentum. Here in the third period, it felt the same way, but here toward the end of the third period, Mason County, the momentum to me, Doc, seems to be shifting towards Mason County. We're going to see if Shelby County can get that fire back that they met Hazard with yesterday, see if they can step up that defensive intensity and also put some points on the board. Let's see what happens here in the fourth period.
Well, we're definitely going to have Alex Matthews and Tim Sanford step up their game and begin play.
Let's hear what Tony has.
Yeah, guys, Coach Clark is telling his troop, we are in this game. You have 8 minutes, and we're going to put our hearts on the floor. He says, run the motion offense all the way through. It's anybody's ball game. Back to you guys.
Shelby County starts the fourth quarter with possession of the ball. Johnson will inbound it. He did it once and got it to Thomas and tried to get it back to Johnson. Darius Miller, with those long arms, knocked the ball out of bounds. 7:56. Matthews checks quickly into the ball game, and he's going to inbound the basketball. Thomason brings it front court, gets it to Matthews, back to Thomason. You heard Tony Rubel talk about it. They're going to try to run a little motion here. Johnson swings it back to Thomason. Three-pointer, and Cash Thomason, three-pointer on the left side. Shelby County up, or Shelby County still trails, though, 38-33. Ham will bring it front court. Shelby County sets up 1-2-2 for defense. Matthews, Johnson, and Thomason out on the top. Ham has it right side, kicks it to Middleton, left side, gets it down low to Miller. Miller left corner, kicks it back up to Middleton. Back to Miller, left side, spots up for a three, no good. And Johnson comes down with a rebound. Gets it to Thomason, out front to Minnis. Minnis tries to lay it up and in, and it's good. Over the outstretched arms of Darius Miller, and he lays it up and in. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Coach O'Hearn feeling that momentum starting to shift. Got five unanswered points by Shelby County, and we've got a full timeout on the floor. 38-35, Mason County with the lead. 7:01 on the clock. WXLN 93.3.
When you're ready to make that next home purchase, go no further than RE/MAX Performance Realty and RE/MAX Performance Commercial here in Shelbyville. They're located at 30 Stonecrest Court, Suite 100. They can take care of your every need when you're ready to make that next purchase for your family. They're independently owned and operated. Call them today at 633-4998 or 1-800-633-1028. RE/MAX Performance Realty and RE/MAX Performance Commercial proudly underwrites WXLN programming.
My name is John Shannon. Before I became president of Shannon Funeral Service, I was a 1981 graduate of Shelby County High School and was there in Freedom Hall when Charles Hurt, Norris Beckley, Mark George, and team won the state championship in 1978. Having a successful basketball team and winning a state championship just doesn't happen. Shannon Funeral Service, which is an underwriter of WXLN, also strives hard every day to keep our eye on the ball to provide the best of care for those in need. For information, press 633-1266 on your phone or shoot on over to our website at www.shannonfuneralservice.com.
7:01 remains in this ball game between Mason County and Shelby County. Fourth quarter started with an 8-point lead by Mason County, and they had definitely had the momentum with that big three-pointer at the end of the third period. But Shelby County has rattled off five straight points to begin the fourth period, and quickly Coach O'Hearn saw that momentum starting to shift, quickly called a full timeout to set his voice. For Tony, what do you got?
Great timeout. Coach Clark said, we have the momentum on our side. Let's continue on. They also double-checked who they were going to guard and made sure the right man was on the right guy. Back to you guys.
Looks like they're going to switch up back to a man-to-man defense for Shelby County. Middleton brings it front court, gets it to Miller left side. Donovan Johnson's on him. Swings it over to King, over to right side to Middleton. Thomason's out on Middleton. They get it inside, and Darius Miller lays it up and in. He got behind Cody Minnis, got the feed, and put it on the reverse layup. Thomason with pressure in the backcourt gets it to Matthews. Matthews back to Thomason in the front court, left side. Mason County picks up man-to-man. Matthews with the ball high right side, moves it center court. Back to Thomason. Johnson here on the right side, looks to penetrate. Spots up for a little jumper at the free throw line. It's an air ball. Tried to force that shot. Middleton brings it front court left side, looks to try to find a lane, and he does, and he lays it up and in with the left hand. And now Coach Clark, he wants a quick timeout. 42-35, 6:04 on the clock. You're listening to Rocket Sports Radio on 93.3.
WXLN programming is underwritten by SJB Sports Legends, a local family-owned sporting goods store that can handle all of your athletic needs from uniforms, athletic shoes, varsity jackets, and custom embroidery. They also offer screen printing and all the school apparel you're looking for. Located in downtown Shelbyville at 42 Main Street, you can give them a call today at 647-3500. SJB Sports Legends, where your team is our team.
Mike Clark called, could feel that momentum shifting, so he called a quick timeout. Mason County rattled off four straight points, put them up 42-35. Doc, what are your thoughts here getting to the beginning of this fourth period?
Well, just like you call it, moving the momentum is shifting one way and then goes back the other. I think part of it was the shot that Donovan Johnson took there. Didn't really need to do that. Probably should have kicked it back on the outside. Took it. He was only about maybe 8 feet from the bucket, airballed, and then just turned it over.
Yeah, that's you know, one and done. When you got guys with this kind of size, you force that shot, you don't give your guys time to get positioned inside to get that rebound, you're one and done.
Right.
And now, you know, Mason County quickly got the ball and took off down to the other end. I think switching also, he switched to man-to-man there for a minute, and that left some seams open, and a couple guys turned their head, and that's where Middleton found that seam and went right in, and no one shifted over from the weak side.
That timeout, guys, they want to say, listen to me. If we can catch them, we can beat them. So they've got to produce on the offensive end. Back to you guys.
Mason County picks up full court. Beckley has the ball. He quickly pushes it up front court. Driving through the trees, he gets it all the way out, pulls it back out on the right side. Trying to get it down low. Beach is into the ball game. Kicks it back out to Beckley. Trying to work a two-man game here. Setti steps in front of Beach and picks off the shot. Knocks it away. Middleton comes up with it. Gets it off to Downing. Downing brings it front court. Shelby County quickly back to that 3-2 zone. Good to see that. That man-to-man I don't think was going to work for him there. Setti brings it up court. Looks like they're going to try to take a little clock here. Middleton, he's going to make them come out and spread that zone out. Miller has it right side, back to Middleton. Sanford in the ball game. He comes up, pressures it, gets it right inside to King. King drives down the lane and puts up the shot. No good, but he's going to draw the foul on Beach.
Yeah, Beach, that's going to be his second, team seven. So now Mason County is going to be placed into the bonus, and King is going to go to the line. He hasn't been there tonight. He is a 71.9% free throw shooter. Here with 5:16 to go in the game, it's 42-35, Mason County lead as King hits the first one, making the lead. I'm trying to do the math in my head. 8, hits the second.
44-35 with 5:16, Mason County 9-point lead, and they pick up with full court pressure. Beckley, Matthews in the back court. Beckley has it, brings it front court, gets it off to Matthews, left side. Mason County stays man-to-man. Matthews kicks it back to Beckley. Beckley, Sanford, top of the key, drives into the lane, and lays it up and in with the left hand. And you can see Tim Sanford knows this is it. He's got to step his game up. Middleton quickly brings it front court. Double team on the right side. Gets it off to Downing. Shelby County man-to-man. Downing gets away from Sanford, pulls up three-point line, gets it down low to Miller. He's double teamed, and he lays it up and in underneath the goal. Got inside a minute and split the double team and did a reverse layup and got the ball in. Nice. I'll tell you, he's a nice player.
Yes, he is.
Sanford, left side, spots up for a three. No good. Downing comes down with the rebound, but he was going out of bounds and lost the ball out of bounds. So it'll be Shelby County's ball, 4:23 on the clock.
Tried to throw it off minutes, but couldn't get his body turned around.
Matthews inbounds the ball, gets it to Sanford, three-pointer. Tim Sanford, 5 straight points for Sanford. 46-40. Setti down at the other end. Gets it off to King. Back to Setti. Downing, top of the key. Over to Middleton, right side by himself. No good. He boxed a great box out, but nobody went for the ball. Middleton came in and got the rebound, put it up again, and Beach got it that time. They had every guy sealed, and the ball just hit the floor. Matthews tried to drive in the lane, knocked away, but Menace was there to pick the ball up and put it up and in, and that pulls Shelby County within four, 46. to 42, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout with 3:50 to play. You're listening to WXLN 93.3.
WXLN programming is underwritten by MaxCare Urgent Treatment Center. MaxCare Urgent Treatment Center, located at 101 Stonecrest Road in Shelbyville, is meeting the immediate needs of both adult and pediatric patients, providing a wide range of immediate medical services for ailments including ear, throat, and sinus infections, eye injuries, bronchitis, asthma, and respiratory infections, fractures and lacerations, athletic injuries, and accidents and falls. MaxCare Urgent Treatment Center is your first stop for immediate care.
Our 93.3 WXLN programming is underwritten by Mortensen Family Dental. Mortensen Family Dental makes great dental care convenient for everyone. The Shelbyville Mortensen location is proud of our Shelby County boys basketball team. Doctors Joe Koval and Jessica Eugenio offer a full range of services for the whole family at 130 Stonecrest Road, Suite 101. Call 633-1584 for an appointment. Mortensen Family Dental, because everyone deserves a healthy smile.
Middleton brings the ball front court for Mason County, the Royals. They got a four-point lead with 3:40 to play. Shelby County picks up man-to-man. Miller looks for somebody underneath and throws the ball away. He thought he had, looks like Seti breaking down the lane, and he got shielded off. Ball went out of bounds. Turnover gives it to Shelby County. Matthews will inbound it on the side of the court, left side. Gets it into the backcourt. Mason County picks up full court. Matthews with the ball. Brings it front court. High right side. Middleton's on him. Gets it down low. Menace backs up and tries to put it up and in over Miller. I think he made a pass to himself.
I think he did too.
Pushed it way up high on the backboard and then immediately went to the other side, caught it, and put it up and in. Assist Menace to Menace. Boy, that was smooth. 3:02 to play. Shelby County cuts the lead to 2, 46 to 44, 2:58 to play. Middleton with the ball. Brings it back to Miller, and they're going to pull Shelby County out. Beach is on Miller. He's got it center circle. Beach comes out on him. Puts the pressure on him. Miller drives in, kicks it down low to King, finds Middleton underneath, and he works his way in on the left block and puts it up and in. Matthews brings it front court. Mason County, four-point lead. Tries to reach in. Matthews keeps the possession. Puts the spin into the lane. Puts it up. Finds Beach. Blocked down left side. Little turnaround jumper. Nigel Beach. Nice shot. Cuts the lead back to 2. 48-46. Pressure in the backcourt. And looks like they're going to get a foul on Sanford for reaching in on Downing.
Yeah, it's going to be his first team eighth. So that's going to send Downing to the line. Downing, 37% free throw shooter.
We've got a timeout on the floor.
A full timeout.
And I don't know if it's an official timeout or if Clark called that for Shelby County. 2:13, Mason County up by 2, 48-46 on Rocket Sports Radio 93.3.
WXLN programming is underwritten by Mailbox Etc.
Hey, Chris, do you know where I can get color copies in Shelbyville?
Mailbox Etc.
Where are they?
Village Plaza Shopping Center, right between Radio Shack and the Smoke Shop.
Do you know where I can get a box to send my mom this vase for her birthday?
Mailbox Etc. has these, too.
Mailboxes Etc., Village Plaza Shopping Center, your one-stop shopping for business solutions in Shelby County. Power 93.3 WXLN programming is underwritten by Doug's Tire Center, located at 78 North 7th Street in Shelbyville. Doug's Tire Center can provide you with Cooper tires for your auto, truck, farm, industrial, and even farm and road service. Call Doug Taylor today at 633-9973. Thank you, Doug's Tire Center, for underwriting Power 93.3 WXLN Shelby County Rocket Sport.
2:13 remains here in the fourth period, second round or the second game in this doubleheader, Final Four. Shelby County trails by 2 to Mason County, 48-46. Doc, I gotta ask you, do you think that we'd be in this position?
I wasn't sure, you know, especially coming out of half. I wasn't sure.
Guys, stress the fact. You need a rebound off of this free throw, okay? They're going to run the motion offense, and defensively they're going to go man-to-man. They have a lot of time to win this game.
Okay. Get the first free throw up and good by Keith Downing, who is normally a 37% free throw shooter. He is 2-for-3 from the line right now. And with 2:13, it's 49-46. Second shot's up and good.
Matthews inbounds the ball. Mason County picks up full court pressure. Beckley into the ball game. He pushes it into the front court. Downing's on him. Shelby County trying to run that motion offense. And, man, Matthews falls, twists his ankle, lands on that bad shoulder. Sanford puts up a three-pointer. No good. Loose ball inside. Miller goes to the floor, and I think we're going to have a foul on Matthews.
Yep, that's going to be his fourth. Team ninth.
Away from the ball, Matthews went to break, and Middleton just drilled him to the floor, and the ref was standing right there. Alex comes up a little limpy. I think he twisted his ankle, and I was afraid he landed back on that shoulder. He's very frustrated that the referees didn't call that. So we're going to go to the other end. I think he had the foul, correct?
Yeah, he had the foul. That's four on him. It's nine for Shelby County. That's going to put number 43 there. Keith Downing once again at the line. Sets himself, first shot's up, and good.
That must have been a misprint in that, Ross. That's a good-looking shot.
Yeah, and I know. It had to be something. Score now 51-46. 1:56 to go. Second shot's up, and good.
52-46. 1:56 remains here. Mason County with the lead, checking into the ball game. Jackson Toll comes in. Said he goes to the floor or to the bench. Mason County picks up full court. Beckley has it, quickly brings it into the front court. Johnson came in as well in that last time out. Matthews went to the bench. Johnson has the ball top of the key, looks to penetrate. And we've got a foul on the floor. Johnson was trying to drive, and looks like Middleton was all over him.
Yeah, that's going to be his second, team fourth.
And I tell you, Donovan Johnson has got to watch his attitude.
Yeah, after he does.
After the foul was called, he kind of pushed Middleton away.
Yeah,
you just can't do things like that.
You get the technical called on you. A lot of pushing and shoving. The referee's in there talking a little bit to Nigel Beach. And to number 22 there, Ethan King. A little pushing and shoving going on.
Johnson will inbound the ball underneath his goal, left side. Gets it to the left side. Sanford up high to Beckley. Beckley, top of the key, gets it up high to Johnson, right side. Middleton on him. Feeds it inside to Beach. Beach has Cole. Man, that's a couple of beefy guys right there. Tied up. He finds Sanford, and we got a timeout by Mike Clark. Beach was tied up. I was afraid he was going to get the five-second call, so Clark quickly called a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it here with 1:26. Mason County up by 6, 52-46. I think we've got a 30-second timeout, but he sat him down, so I'm not sure. It might be a full. Might not have any 30s left.
Yeah, you might not have any 30s left. He was trying to call a 30-second timeout, but the ref motioned for a full one. So we'll just have to see from there. Here we are, 1:26 to go. Shelby County down by 6, 52-46 here. We got to see this outside shooting take up.
Well, they need a big basket here. We got to call something that we can get a good shot. And one of the things, I really believe, it's got to basically come from the perimeter.
Yeah.
You're going to have to pop a couple of shots to spread them out a little bit so you can start getting that interior pass. Shelby County had a little success with that in the first quarter. They spread the floor, a couple of big three-pointers. Mason County had to start coming out on them, and that's when you can start running that cutter down through the lane and find some seams. But then in the second period, Mason County stepped up the defense and started closing that interior back down, and we lost some of those seams. Let's see what Tony Rubel's got to say.
Okay, guys, they're going to run D side out. That's where Tim gets it on the baseline. If they don't get it, then they're going to be very aggressive and attack the basket.
Looking for Sanford to try to get that shot on the left side. I'm sure Johnson will inbound the ball. They'll be right in front of they're going to inbound the ball on the right side, right in front of where we are. Johnson will inbound it. Mason County's going to pick up man-to-man. Johnson inbounds it, gets it into Menace. Menace with Miller on him, looks to drive. Works his way down the lane, loses the ball, and they're going to call a foul. I think they're going to call it on Toll for reaching in.
So.
No, they got Miller.
Huh. Yep, that's going to be his second, team fifth.
Now Johnson will inbound the ball underneath Shelby County Rockets' goal on the right side. Sanford comes off the screen, plants up right side, three-pointer. 52-49, 1:15, double team in the backcourt. Middleton gets it to Toll. Toll brings it across the timeline, finds Miller. Miller drives into the lane, lays it up and in with the basket, and he's going to draw the foul on Nigel Beach. Beach set up for the charge, and Miller just basically jumped over his right shoulder.
Yep.
And so Beach kind of had to lean to draw the contact, and they're going to get him for a block.
That's going to be his third, team 10th. So from here on out, Mason County's in the double bonus. And with that, though, he made the basket. So with 107 to go, it's 54-49, and Miller has the chance to extend the lead by one more for six. Sets himself at the line. Shots up and good.
6-point lead for Mason County, 55-49, 105 on the clock. Beckley brings it front court, pulls up his dribble. He's still in the back court, gets it to Minnis. Minnis double team, finds Johnson. Johnson left side, gets it down low, baseline to Beach. Puts up an air ball, just too much adrenaline. It looks like King came down with the rebound, and quickly Sanford fouled him from the back. 52 seconds remain. Still plenty of time left, two possession ball game. And King will go to the line.
It's going to be Sanford's second. And he's going to have two shots. King is. It's going to be King at the line. Sets himself. First shot's up. And good. And makes the score 56-49, Mason County. Lead is now 7.
72% shooter from the line.
Shoots. And good.
You can tell it.
Yes, you can.
8-point lead, 57-49. Beckley brings it front court right side and loses the ball, but Downing goes off Downing's hands. Side out to Shelby County. Johnson will inbounds the ball.
Rockets have turned the ball over 10 times.
Sanford has it. Top of the key. Spots up for a three-pointer, and it was altered, so Johnson gets it. Johnson falling out of bounds, trying to knock it off Middleton. Oh, man.
Oh.
Middleton got it to King. King went up for the layup, and Johnson tackled him. Johnson tackled him from the back. He just pulled him to the floor, and they may throw Donovan Johnson out of the game. I got to see what's going to happen here. The referees are discussing it.
And Cody Minnis quickly going over and telling him, man, come on, we can't have that. We're still in the game. Don't be doing that.
They called an intentional foul on Donovan Johnson. And we're trying to see what they're going to do. It looks like Ethan King, he'll step to the line and shoot his two shots. And smartly, the officials kind of send both teams to their bench.
Yeah, that was a good idea for the officials here.
Both coaches are trying to settle their players down.
Yeah.
I mean, after the shot, there was really no temper split or anything.
Uh-huh.
But Johnson just kind of came in with that hard foul, making sure that King wasn't going to get a shot off.
Yeah.
But from the back, you just can't do that.
And I am surprised that he's still in the game.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if he's still in the ballgame.
Part of it is that when he grabbed him, he didn't just keep him like that. He threw him to the floor.
Yeah.
So
we're going to see what they're going to call. The referee's kind of huddled here
at
half court, and one of them has gone over to the official score.
An intentional foul.
So they just call the intentional foul.
And the ref is talking to our group now here again.
So
he's going to get a chance to Ethan King. He's going to get, his buckets here. Score, we got 36.8 seconds to go. Score is 57-49, Mason County. And Ethan King is at the line, and he is 4-for-4 tonight from the line. 71.9% free throw shooter. Sets himself, first shot, no good. And I believe it's going to give the ball back to Mason County. Is that
correct?
Yeah,
it should. It should get the two shots and the ball.
Second shot's up, and it's good.
58-49, 9-point lead, 36 seconds to play. I think what we got is there's an intentional foul, or there was a foul on the play as well. Oh, we got a technical foul.
Oh, okay.
On Mason County, but we don't know who the foul was on. I don't know if it was on the bench. Somebody must have went after Johnson.
Yeah.
So Sanford's going to step to the line, and he makes his first. So with the technical foul, we may end up here. They're either going to give it a jump ball.
Who knows?
Or we'll get the ball.
Sanford's second shot. Sets himself. It's up. No good.
58-50, 36 seconds remain. Mason County with the lead.
Now they're going to try to figure out who gets the ball.
It's going to be white ball, I think.
Yep, it's going to be Shelby County's ball.
Shelby County ball. They'll inbound it at half court. And Tomlinson's going to check into the ball game. Still don't know who the technical foul was on. Johnson or Beach is going to go to the bench. Johnson's going to go to the bench. Alex Sheehan back into the ball game along with Boomer Beckley. Minnis inbounds the ball, gets it in to Tomlinson. Tomlinson gets it off to Stanford. Stanford pump fakes, drives down the lane, puts it up, and Miller knocks it away. Ball's run down by Middleton. Middleton gets it off to Ethan King, and Ethan King's fouled by Tomlinson with 22 seconds. And I'm feeling the momentum swift.
Yeah.
You can just tell by the Shelby County players.
Yeah.
Their shoulders are dropped. I'm a little concerned with Alex Matthews. He went out of the ball game after twisting that ankle, and he is not in the game. So that injury may be a little bit more serious than what we know.
And that's going to send Ethan King back to the line. First shot's up and good. Doesn't but net there. We have a little bit of movement towards the doors now.
Yeah, the 16 or 17,000 yeah. are heading towards the doors.
Sets himself. Second shot's up and good.
60 to 50, 10-point lead, 22 seconds. Tomlinson brings it front court. Sets up for a three. The ball's knocked out of his hand. Gets it back. Short shot. Loose ball. Sanford's fighting for it. On the floor. And he's going to tie up, looks like Downing.
And possession is pointing toward Mason County. So with 10.6 seconds left, Phil, I don't think Shelby County.
Yeah, Mike Clark's going to get the JV guys in, give the guys an opportunity to get an elevation from the Shelby County safety.
That's it.
And for Cody Minnis, Alex Matthews, Alex Sheehan, and Tim Sanford. That's the end of their basketball career here at Shelby County. And what a career it has been for those guys.
It's been a great one.
They have provided us with a lot of exciting basketball here in 2007-2008. All the JV guys are into the game now. Purdom, Bohannon, Cressup, Staniford, and Rucker.
And
as well, Mason County brings their JV squad in as well. They bring in front court. Three, two, one, and that's the end of the ball game. It's going to be Mason County and Covington Homes in the championship game tonight at 8 o'clock of the 2008 Sweet 16 tournament. Shelby County falls 60-50 to Mason County. You're listening to WXLN Radio 93.3.
You've been listening to live coverage of the Boys Sweet 16 Tournament on WXLN live from Lexington Center's Rupp Arena. The Boys Sweet 16 Tournament is proudly underwritten by Dutton Sawyers and Zimlick PLLC, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Keith Nethery Insurance, Colby Japanese Steakhouse Seafood and Sushi, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Remax Performance Realty and Remax Performance Commercial, Shannon Funeral Service, SJB Sports Legends, Max Care Urgent Treatment Center, Mortensen Family Dental, Mailboxes, etc., Doug's Tire Center, Family Financial Services, Stonecrest Family Medicine, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Commonwealth Bank and Trust, Radio Shack, your Soundtronics dealer in Shelbyville, and Shelby Family Medicine. Listen to the games all season long as we cover the Shelby County Rockets on the home of the Shelby County Rockets Radio Network, Power 93.3 WXLN.